It says here you're from Harry.
Hello.
Oh, it's got Niall from Harry.
That'll do.
That's all right. Go on, what do you say?
Well, you mentioned earlier about the man who fell down the manhole.
Yes, it was you?
Yeah.
Was it you? Yeah. Oh, wow, this was
a couple of years ago now, Dan.
Yeah, well, give us the details again, because I'll play the appropriate music. Hang on. So tell us, what was it?
Well, you might remember this yourself. It was about a painter who parked his van on the lawn, and I'm a caretaker of a block of flats in Harrow.
Yeah.
And there's a big fire escape on the back, and I had to get the painter and decorator to move his van because he parked on the lawn.
I remember this.
I went over and had a few words with him, and he turned nasty.
Yeah.
And we're standing on a fire escape, so I swore a few times at him, and he decided to come after me as I walked away.
Uh-huh.
So he's jumped down the fire escape, and he's 8 foot in the air, and the fire escape breaks. He falls through and he lands on a manhole cover.
Which gave way.
And he, as you said in the original recording, he disappeared out the other side in Australia.
Next, it came out there. That's out in the original recording.
Yeah.
Which you taped, of course, and played many, many times to friends on it. No, I certainly I actually did find a tape of the old shows and it made me shudder.
Really?
Anyway, but...
I must admit, your contribution at the time was absolutely excellent because it brought out the real gist of the story.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
It was combative.
In the same way as they put fairy liquid on this fella to squeeze him back out. That's what I try to do to people who come on the air and perhaps tell a story clumsily.